Sometimes that that we're mevato, we stop learning, that's the foundation for learning. It says over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchos rishonis and he broke them. Like instead of giving them to learn, he broke them, he was mevato them. And mashma, that was the yisoid of Torah. And on this, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiyashe Koichacha Sheshibato, like Yiyashe Koich, he had a thank you for breaking it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking what Moshe did, that Moshe broke the luchos. So, Pshatis, Klai Yisrael was not fit right now for the luchos for the Torah. So therefore, if Moshe would have given it to them, it wouldn't have been a good Kabbalah now. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to like be mevato from the limud haTorah now in order to make a better Kabbalah later. So sometimes the bittul of Torah, that's the yisod to keep it going. Rashi says, "Kugoyin shemevato Torah loitzoyes semes." You have to be mevato Torah to go to Levayah sometimes, or Achnosas Kala to go to Achnosas Kala sometimes. Zel yisoda, that's the foundation. Kolema, mekabos chay, receives char. Kilu Yeshev Miyasov, he is sitting and be Miyasa the Torah. For Yosek Bosh, and Emirat says, Asher Shibarto. So it says, Lashon of the Moshe broke it. For Yomalei Beloshon Kaz, doesn't say Lashon of anger. Shmamina Eskimu Imoy Das Hashkin, because Baruch was masking to him. Kishabito Torah Vishibron, Kibun Eskabon the Torah. Says Moshe Ben was Eskabon the Torah to fix it up later. So therefore, Zel Kumoy, it was Kedai. Now another halacha is the Yomer Ashlokah. Ashlokah says again that Talmud Chochem Shesorach, a Talmud Chochem that Sorach means if he doesn't aveiro, is a mevaza nice of a fehesia. You're not supposed to embarrass him openly. Shinema, because the pasuk says v'choshalto hayim mash midilu naveiro daytime v'chosho gam novi moch lailo. That the Novi will come and talk to you at night time, will give you techocher at night time. Meaning to say, ki seyu kalailo, keep it covered like night time. It's not nice to be mevaza like a tamachochem. Tamachochem, even though it did a chet, and you have to give him techocher, you have to tell him to stop it, but do it at night time, do not do befehesia. For yomer rash lokish, kol hameshacheyach dover echod mitamudai. If somebody forgets even one thing from his learning, he shno over belav, he's over a lav. Shnemer Postik says, Yishom lecho, Ushmo nafshecho, Moid, Pentishka chesedvorm. Maybe you come to forget your learning. And Yishom is a lashon of a lav. Uke Rav Avin, Omer Rabbi Loi. That the Yomer Rav Avin, Omer Rabbi Loi, that Komokum, Shnemer Hishomer. Rav the Postik says, Lashon of Hishomer. Rav the Postik says, the word pen. The Al Rav says, the word Al, Einu Menelaisa say. They mean a lav. See, Rav the Postik says, Yishom lecho. Watch yourself, Pentishka Chasadvorm, it means it's a love if you forget your learning. Ravina Omar, Hishoma Rupen, Shnei Lavim Ninu. Ovira comes out and says both, it says the word Hishoma Lachor, then it says Pentishka, so both is like two Lavim if you forget your learning. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Bishleish Lavim, no, there are three Lavim over here. Shneimrit says Hishoma Lachor, or Shmo Nafshachor, second time, Yoid, Pentishka, a third time, Es Hadvorim. So it comes out there are three lavim if you forget even one word of learning. So where it says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilo Machmas Ainzai. Let's say it's an Ainz, it's not your fault that you're forgetting. Maybe also you're over lav. On this note, Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, Open Yosuru Milvavcho. Maybe you'll take it away from your heart. Meaning to say, Bemesirim Miliva Kosa Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about, well, you're taking it away from your heart. Whether you're forgetting it on purpose, whether you're going to do Averis now, you'd be mitami yourself. If you're doing things directly to forget the learning, on this you're over the three lavim. Rabbi Doistoy, Rabbi Yana Yomar, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel a talk for all Mishnosai, meaning just stop because you're learning too much, you can't remember anymore. Rashi says, La Yochel, Ahmed Gisosai, stop, you can't remember anymore. In other words, it's like too hard for him. Even then, maybe he's over the lav. On this, no, the Pasuk says, Tamalei Marak, Amiyat Rashi says, that not this, only if you forget it, like for not chazering, or it's your fault. But if it's not your fault, then you're not over the lav. Tal Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Loza di Amar Teva, they both say, Torah nitnu bi'aboyim. The Torah was given after 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days on Har Sinai. V'nishoma noitra bi'aboyim. And a person's nishoma is also created after 40 days. Rashi says the Tzura Savlad is after 40 days. If so, Kol HaMishamer Tzarosa, whoever watches his Torah, Nishmosa Mishtameres, is like watching your Neshama also, if you learn and be Mekayim the Torah. But V'chol Sheinu Mishameres HaTorah, whoever does not watch the Torah, meaning to say you forget the Torah, you don't care about it, then Ein Nishmosa Mishtameres, your Neshama is not going to be watched inside you. And Tana Devar Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel learned like this, Moshot's an example, Li'odam Shemosa Tzipa Deror Li'avdoi, where a person gives over a Tzipa Deror, he gives over like wild bird, he gives over to a servant to watch. Omri says, Kimduma, so you think, Shemata Mavda, if you're going to lose this bird, Shani Notam Cho Isa B'tameo, I'll only take away the few dollars that's worth. But the Melo, Odin says back, no, he should know, Nishmos Chani Notam Moch, I'll take away Nishama for this, for not watching my bird. Here also Hashem is saying, I gave you Nishama to watch the Torah. If you're not going to watch the Torah, I'm going to take away your neshama. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei shulchonos hoyu ba'ulam. In the ulam that was outside the heichal, before the heichal, there were two shulchonos like we had before in the Braisa. Now, Shnei shulchonos hoyu ba'ulam mibifnim inside al pesach habayis, near the entrance to the heichal. Now, echot shel shayish, one was made from shayish, made from marble. The Yechot Shozov, one was made out of gold. Al Shoshai is the one that was made out of marble. Noisnim Lechem Aponim Bechnisosoi. When you used to come in to bring the new Lechem Aponim in on Shabbos, they would first put it down on the Shulchan Shoshai outside. V'yal Shozov, what did they use the second one outside? Made out of gold. V'yitziyosoi, when they would take off the old Lechem from Lech Shabbos, when they bring it out, they would put it down on the Shulchan Shozov. What's the klal? Why? That we had before, Shemalin Ba'kodesh V'leimaridin, you have to always go up and not down. So therefore you can't first put it on the gold and then end up on the shayish, that's going down. So therefore you have to start off the other way. First put it on the shayish and then go up to the gold. Now the V'yechot Shazom Mifnim, there was the one shulchan of gold that was inside the heichal. Sholov lechem aponim tomid. On that, you always had the lechem aponim tomid. We'll soon see what tomid means. Now, what was the seder? V'yarbo kahanim nichnosim. Four kahanim would come in on Shabbos. Shnayim, two of them, v'yodim shnei sedorim. They would have the two sedorim, the 12 lechem, 6 and 6. U'shnayim, two kahanim, two of the four, v'yodim shnei bezichim, out in the hands, the two bezichim, the two cups of levoina. Now v'yabor makdimim lefneim, there were four kahanim that came in before them. Shnayim lito shnei sedorim, two of them to take off the two sedorim of lechem. Or shnayim, two of them lito shnei bezichim, to take off the two bezichim. So he has four and four. Now hamachnisim, the one coming in with the new stuff, oim dim b'tzofon, they would stand on the north side of the heichal. Upneim madorim, they would face the south. V'amatziyim, the kind of that coming to take off, take away, is the opposite. I'm the medorim, they would stand on the south side. Upneim itself, and they'd be facing towards the north. Now, elu moishchen v'elu manichin. As soon as the one would take off the old lechem, right away the other kind of would put down the new lechem. V'tofchoi shozeh, k'negatofchoi shozeh, meaning as soon as they picked up the lechem off the shulchan and the tefach, right away they started to put the new lechem down. Why? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Lefonai Tamid, meaning to say the Lechem should always be there, should always be Tamid, should always have Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that Afilu Eilu Neutlin Velu Manichin, Afi Yossi Tamid, Afi Yossi Tamid is also called Tamid. And we'll see in the Gemara later, even if they put down, took off the new one in the morning, and put down the old ones, they took off the old ones in the morning and put down the new ones later on in the day, it's also called. As long as the whole night did not go by without the lechem upon him, that's called Tamid. Now Yotzu, when they went out, Vinospam al Shukhan Azov, Shoy Vulam, they would put the lechems down on the table outside in the ulam, the golden one outside. Now, Hiktiru Havzichim, they would have the two bezichim that took off, and there'd be Makta, they would burn the Levoinu on the Mizbeach. Viha Chalas, the 12 Chalas, Mizchalekas Lekanim, was divided out to the Kanim of that Mishmar, they divided equally. What's going to be Chal Yom HaKippurim Lias B'Shabbos? Let's see, Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so they would still take off the lechems, but they did not divide it to eat it because you can't eat it on Yom Kippur. So then, Hachalas Mizchalekas Lerev, they would divide the chalas at Mitzvah Yom Kippur at evening. That's when they would give out the chalas to be eaten. What's going to be Chal Lias B'Erev Shabbos? Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, so they did not divide the chalas on Friday, on Yom Kippur, but rather Mitzvah and Shabbos. Now what's going to be the Soyah Shiyom HaKippurim? What's going to be the Soyah that was brought on Yom Kippur? Usually you have to eat it the night. So here the night is Shabbos. How do they cook it at night time? So it says, yes, Nechol Erev, you're allowed to eat it at night time. And if you have to, you're allowed to cook it at night time. It's like a daicha. Because you can't wait till tomorrow will be a psul lina. So you're allowed to eat it at night time, you're allowed to cook it on Shabbos. But Bavloim, the people, the Kanan that came out to be the regal, that came from Bavel, Oichle Noisen Keshucha, they used to eat it raw. From the Shadait and Yofu, they were able to eat the meat raw. So since he was able to eat it raw, therefore, when Yom Kippur came out on Erev Shabbos on Friday, so at night time was Shabbos, they used to eat it raw. But if you don't have to cook it, you're better off not cooking it. So they used to eat it raw. We'll see in the Gemara exactly. The other Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Av Silek Es HaYishona Shachris, they were able to take off the old lechems in the morning, V'sidu Es HaKadosh Shabbos, and they put back the new ones by evening. Is there Mekachlum, there's no psul? So the question is, Yelamani Mekayim Lefone Tomer, the Pesach says the lechem should be Tomid, you should always have the lechem on the Shulchan. That there it says, it means Bika, Shelo Yolan Shulchan Ble Lechem, you should never have the Shulchan overnight without lechem. Omer Rav Ami says, Midvor Shrob Yosi Nilma, from the words of Rav Yosi, I learn out that Afilu Loishon Odom, El Aperek Echet Shachris, if a person would learn one Perek, let's say, of Mishnayis in the morning, or Perek Echet Arvus, and one Perek at night time, is Kayim Mitzvah, is Mekayim the Pesach of Loyoma Shesefer Torah Zemepicho, to not stop learning. So Rashi says, Midvor Shrob Yosi, the Yom that he says, Mishum diyomad hayoshen shachris. Mat, since the old lechem was there a little bit in the morning, viachodish arvis mat, korle tomit. So shma minuf, here we are, feel leshonod and melam perakech, a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, also you makayim this pasuk of layomish. Because layomish means do not stop a whole day or a whole night. So amur Rabbi Yechnim shemashim ben Yechoi, a filu leikoro odom elekriyashma shachris. Even if a person only says Kriya Shema in the morning, the Arvus and Kriya Shema at night time is also kind of becoming this pasuk of Lo Yomish, not to stop learning. In other words, Lo Yomish means do not stop a whole day without learning. So just by saying Kriya Shema, also this called learning, you become this Lo Yomish. So you see from our Gemara that saying Kriya Shema is a key of Torah. Even though it's a shalab out there in the Gemara, if you have to make Birchas HaTorah on this or not, some say even though Ava Rabba Patos Birchas HaTorah, it's only if you learn Torah afterwards, Shema itself is not called. That's because when you say Shema, you're saying it with a kavana of Kriya Shema. Even though Lamaisa is Psukim, and Lamaisa it's called Sefer HaTorah there, but as the keem of the mitzvah lima to make the bracha on it, it could be since he's saying it l'shem Krishma, not l'shem lima haTorah, you do not have to make a bracha on it. But I call upon him here, as the etzem cheftz of Torah, it's called Krishma, it's called Torah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, v'dover zeh, this thing, also loimim b'fnei amoritz, you should not say this over in front of an amoritz. In order that he should not learn, like he would not learn, he'll say, listen, I say Krishma, it's enough. So it's not Kedai, he should not say it over in front of an Amoritz. But Rav Amarava says, no, the opposite. Mitzvah liyom, it's a mitzvah to say it. Rashi says, Mishum, Tesavim, Mishum, Krishma, Noitel, Schar Godel, Kezer, He'll be used to saying Krishna, he'll see his Maslich because of that, and he'll come to feel it's Kedai to learn the whole day, and he'll be Margul's his own kids then to learn the whole day. So it is Kedai to tell people this. Shoel now, Shoel ben Doimo ben Achoisel Shrebi Shmoel ben Doimo, the sister's son of Rabbi Shmuel,
he
already learned the whole Torah. Is he allowed to take out time now just to learn Chochmas Yevonis, the Greek culture? There was no mitzvah involved. He didn't need it for Panoso. Stam to learn the Chochmas, is it mutter or not? So Korolov and Mikrezeh called upon him this pasuk that says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zemepicha, to not stop learning, but rather Vagisa Bo Yom Balayla, learn day and night. If so, he told him like this, say go out to a bodek and try and check, short time, Shein that's not Loimina Yom, Loimina Layla. Veloma Bo Chochmas Yevonis, if you can find a time that's not day and not night, then you'll have to learn Chochmas Yevonis. But otherwise, as he meant to tell him, no, you're not allowed to. The pasuk says, Lo Yomush, Vagisa Lo Yom Valaylo, mean there's a chiyuv to learn Torah Mamish 24 hours a day, as much as you could. Avada, when you can't, you can't. If you have other mitzvahs or other chiyuvim to do, but when you don't have other things to do, just stand to learn Chochmas Yevonis, he yelled, no, you're not allowed to. You have to put all the time into learning. That's his shita. Where it says, "V'pligid Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni Yagazan on Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Tiyomer on Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Tiyomer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, name of Rabbi Yonasan, that pasuk there, this pasuk in Yeshua of Lo Yomosh and Vagisa, Einor Lo Chayv of Lo Mitzvah, it's not a Chayv, it's not a Mitzvah, El a Bracha, it's a Bracha that Kosh Bracha gave to Yeshua." What does that mean? That Ruach Kodesh Baruch was Yeshua. Kodesh Baruch was so Yeshua. She divrei Torah chavivim alo v'yesa. That he loved learning Torah. She named the pasuk says about Yeshua. O Meshah so Yeshua ben Nun Nar, this young one, lo yomosh mitei choyl. He never stopped learning. So Mula Kodesh Baruch Yeshua. Kol kach chavivim alecha divrei Torah. I see you love to learn so much. Lo yomosh sefer Torah zemepicha. Do not take away this learning from your mouth. So it's like a bracha to him, but not to say will there's a chayv. So really comes out to machloikis in the Gemara here, whether there's a chayv to learn yom v'layla, or whether only was a chayv. Tana now learn like this. Tana devar Rabbi Shmuel. Divrei Torah lo yayolech a chayv. Divrei Torah should not be like an obligation upon you. Rashi says kodam sheish lo chayv. Person has an obligation to do something, and he says, when am I going to finish being paying it up? Person should not say like this. I'll learn one perk and that's it. No, because you're not allowed to free yourself from it. It's not like a chayv to say an obligation, like when I get finished and I'm free, don't feel that way. But rather, you're not allowed to free yourself from it. But rather, your samashim holds that lo yomush and vagisa boy is like a chayv. You have to learn the whole time. O machiski, you might have said, what does the pasuk say? V'yaf hasischa mepitzar rochav lo moitzek tachteho. Samora says, boy, you ray, come and see that shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas of Adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are not like a bas of Adam. What does that mean to say? Bas of Adam, odo meses haschaveroi, person talks his friend into doing bad, means you change him around, mederach chayim, mederach misa. You give him bad advice, you tell him to do bad, you give him misa. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meses has odo, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. He talks us into midark misa v'dark chayim. Hashem tells us to change around from the derech of misa to derech chayim. Shem it says v'yafa sisla pitzah means megehenim shepiyatzah shiaseno tzibah b'teichoy. Because Baruch Hu saves us from gehenim, meaning Hashem tells us to learn Torah, and that's megen Rashi says because Baruch Hu luma Torah daily nosam gehenim, that saves us from gehenim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.